Hello, everyone. My name's Nate.
I'm Molly.
And we are Jack and Jill of All Trades. Thank you for joining us today. This is the podcast where we talk about our artsy-fartsy adventures.
Ooh, artsy-fartsy. I like that.
Yeah, I thought so. I am a woodworker.
And I pretend I can sew.
Someday. Someday we'll get there.
Someday. But I do lots of other stuff, too.
Yeah. So. And this is the podcast where we talk about how we're doing and what we're up to. So, Mollifer, what are you doing?
Well, right now I'm procrastinating on actually starting a project by just expanding my fabric stash, which is a very large problem because, one, I don't necessarily have storage space for all this fabric that I'm buying. Two, I actually just need to stop procrastinating and sew something. And three, I really need to get my sewing space under control because the room that my sewing machine will be in is a complete disaster.
Yes, we use the third bedroom as a kind of catch-all space. And that's where, like, we have like our offices in there and our bookshelves. So it's kind of like a quote-unquote library. But all of our gifts from Christmas are still in there.
Well, not all of them. Just ones that I don't quite know what to do with yet.
Like, and your slow cooker?
Yeah, well, it's an Instapot.
Oh, right.
And listeners, if you own an Instapot and you know how to use it, please give me your most favorite tips because I'm terrified of this machine.
That's what YouTube is for, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, but even still, I'm still terrified. Like, what if I do something wrong and
explode the oven?
And no, it doesn't go in the oven.
No, I know, but I've seen those. Yeah, explode the cooker, yeah. I've seen those photos where, like, it's on top of the oven and, like, it's just exploded, so the oven is dented in.
Sure.
And it's in the ceiling.
No, actually, terrifying fantasies really include more of the almost towards the end of Breakfast at Tiffany's, after Holly Golightly has decided she's going to marry her Brazilian. And her and Paul are having, like, their final dinner together before she goes off to Brazil for her life. And she has a pressure cooker on her stove, but she's tossing her salad and she's not paying attention to the pressure cooker. And so it just explodes straight to the ceiling and chicken and rice is everywhere.
It rains chicken and rice.
Yeah, that's my fear. Not that I would be sad if it rained chicken and rice. I would be sad if it rained chicken and rice inside my house.
Yes.
Because I've already dropped things on the floor of the kitchen and had everything spill all over. And, like, I cry during those moments.
But Lexi likes it.
Well, the dog, yes, she loves it. But
I'm glad that you specified that Lexi was a dog to the people that are watching.
Well, I don't want them to think it's like a child that eats off the floor.
Who doesn't want to eat chicken and rice off the floor? That's my real question.
Well, that's true. But, like, I don't want to clean that off the ceiling.
Right.
And, I mean, already my emotional breakdowns of spilling stuff all over the floor are pretty dramatic and traumatic.
It's true. It's true.
To have it go to the ceiling even more so, you'll need to, like, institutionalize me. And, like, honestly.
No one wants that.
No, no one wants that.
Nobody wants
I don't
that.
Want that. You don't want that. But I'll
Lexi
have a breakdown.
Doesn't want that.
No. Like, no, Lexi does not want that. Lexi is our 7-pound Chihuahua mix. She's a darling and the light of my life. Don't tell Nate. Oh, this is awkward.
Yes, I am right here. And I already knew that. So we've already had discussions that she would save the dog over me.
She doesn't have thumbs.
In a fire.
She does not have thumbs. She can't open doors. I mean, wouldn't you also save your dog, dear listener? I mean, that's
a different podcast.
Yeah, okay.
So
plug for my favorite animal podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog? They are not paying me, but I absolutely love them.
I heard good things.
They're hilarious.
What else is going on in Stitching World? Stitching Land.
Stitchland?
Hello, Joel!
Our roommate is here.
Well, hello. I woke from my feverish slumber.
I know, we noticed.
You've been napping for quite a while.
Did you notice your thing that I gave you?
You have a gift
on the table.
On the table.
I do.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's.
Oh, you guys. Look at you caring.
I paid $2.
Look at you caring $2.
It's love. True love.
$2 worth.
In some odd sense, I don't know. But I think that you'll like it.
He got a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dang.
He got ever such a good deal.
Well, I'll have to go check that out.
You should.
Okay.
Welcome to our podcast, Jack and Jill of All Trades.
It's now Jack and Jill and Joel of All Trades, I guess.
It still works.
The J's.
Yeah. Jack, Jill, Joel.
Look at me, I'm a guest star.
Hi.
And a small little tiny blip on the Audacity recorder.
Maybe I just have to be louder.
Yeah, Molly.
Sorry.
That's okay. Mine aren't that much louder than yours are.
I'm going to go look at my $2 worth of love.
Okay. You should do that.
Mwah.
Thanks, you guys.
That was fun.
Okay, I'm going to continue talking now. Oh, God, there's a dog. Hi, dog.
Hello, dog.
Can you hear that jingle jangle?
Jingle jangle.
That's
jingle.
My puppy. She's 4.
Oh, oh.
She moved the microphone.
Yes, yes. Okay, answer the question.
So what's happening in...
In Stitching Land.
In Stitchland?
Stitchland.
Stitchland.
Lilo?
Well, today I actually bought a dress pattern that I am 100% going to make. Now, actually, dear listeners, the last time I actually sewed something was in my senior year of college, which was many moons ago now. And it was for my costuming class. Now, I was a theater minor in my college experience, so I had to take a costuming class, which actually I really loved costuming. It was one of my favorite classes that I took during college. Plus my scenic design class. That one was
scenic design was
awesome.
Fun.
Awesome.
Scenic design is where I figured out how to use Google SketchUp.
Oh, you see, scenic design is where I learned how to use those architecture rulers.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is like to scale, but I didn't have to do stupid math on a stupid, you know, 12-inch long ruler. And that just really rocked my world. That
is nice.
That one, there is a different type of ruler, and two, like, you could just draw things to scale. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. So yeah, the last time I sewed something was in my costuming class, and I sewed this beautiful, like 1880s, jacket, from a truly Victorian pattern. And it really turned out top notch. Now it was for it. The jacket was for myself, and that's because I was in our spring production of The Importance of Being Earnest, and I was playing Lady Bracknell, who I was so trying hard to pattern her after Maggie Smith, mm-hmm. a la Downton Abbey, except after I saw a recording of one of the shows, and I'm like, oh, that's not Maggie Smith. That's Dame Judi Dench right there. Wow, Molly, come on. Get your British actresses. Like, if you're going to try and be someone, you know, like, at least understand who you can be. But yeah, it was this beautiful jacket. It fit me perfectly. And it was actually the first time I learned how to use a sewing machine. I learned on a 1949 Singer, and it could only do a straight stitch. So that was, you know, I mean, and really, like, 90% of sewing anyway, you just need straight stitching. So it was great. It was a beautiful little machine. It worked wonderfully. And I miss it, and I'm sad that it belongs to my college.
Mm.
So, right before the Christmas holiday, I took my grandmother's sewing machine that I inherited. It's a Montgomery Ward machine. And the guy that I took it into to service it, he's like, wow, your grandmother took, like, really good care of this machine. I don't think she ever serviced it, but there's, like, not a scratch on this body. Like, it's beautiful. And, like, this sewing machine is a tank. It is an all-metal body, and it is heavy, and it was not a joy to try and get it out of my car. But now my machine has been serviced, so it can actually feed fabric through it and stitch them together. So I'm looking forward to it. Since I am new to this whole sewing game, I've been going a little bit nuts, like I said earlier, with purchasing fabric that I don't have space for.
I know the feeling.
For a sewing room that is not currently functional as a sewing space / library / office space / potential future guest room. And I just am making myself overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the amount of fabric that I have, like not knowing like where to begin. But I kind of just like need to get that all out of my head and just start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, so
you always got to start somewhere, no matter how small it is.
Right. Exactly. So I have a nice dress pattern that I'm really excited about. It's a 1960s reproduction simplicity pattern.
Nice. I saw it. It looked really nice.
Yep. Yep. And it's should be fairly easy to sew.
Good.
And I have some great fabric that I got for super duper cheap, like $1 or $2 a yard.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that these are going to be like wearable mock-ups. Because it's always wise to make a mock-up of a pattern before you use like your final, like a good fabric. Especially when it's a new to you pattern,
mm-hmm.
it's always good, you know, to practice first.
Sure.
But I'm hoping that the pattern will fit me pretty well as is, so I can actually just use my practice run as real clothing for me.
Perfect.
So
this will be the Molly episode. Because it's like, because you're on a roll. You're on a really good roll.
Thank you.
This will be the Molly episode.
Okay, this is Molly episode. Molly introduction.
Yeah.
But yeah, and dear listeners, I feel like that feels good to call them dear listeners.
Sure. I can dig it.
My puppy is so cute. I know. Oh, I just wish you could see her because she is just getting all the rubs in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. It's keeping her quiet.
It is keeping her quiet. Otherwise, she's very noisy. We used to have another podcast, May It Rest in Peace, which I mean, I'll just casually mention that we used to have another one. But we always had to take her collar off for that one because otherwise she jingle jangled too much.
Yep. It's true.
But yes. So I have fabric that I can use that it's okay if I mess up because, once again, it was super cheap. Mm-hmm. I have a pattern that I'm super gung-ho about. And I have a whole bunch of odds and ends that I have purchased to hopefully also complete the project. And I know I don't have, like, absolutely everything to start this pattern out with. But inside my head, that's going to be okay because I can always go back to, like, the fabric store with a swatch of a bit of fabric and, like, get my final things, like a zipper
mm-hmm.
or like some bias tape that I need. And yeah, I'm really excited to start with this dress.
Good.
So I know.
Good. It sounds like you are.
I really, really and truly am.
Good.
And I have some like really crappy thread.
Really crappy thread?
Really crappy thread. It's going to be great. I don't have high hopes of quality for this mock-up, but once again, I just got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
And it's a new hobby for me, and I'm really excited to get back into it. I know, yeah.
I was going to say, what do you hope to accomplish?
I just want to accomplish to have, like, a hobby that's my own, because I feel like with all of, like, with my free time that I have, you know, like, I have these great aspirations of all these hobbies that I want to do, or like getting stuff done around the house. But mm-hmm. the truth of the matter is, like, I don't do anything.
Right.
I sit down in my chair or on the couch in the living room.
And play games?
With my dog in my lap and play stupid games.
On your phone?
On my phone. And, like, that's not contributing. It's not giving me the type of life that I want for myself. It's not giving me a healthy mental state. Because it's very isolating. I mean, I definitely need my alone time. My alone mm-hmm. time is very special and precious to me, but I can make that alone time a little bit more productive.
Sure.
Obviously, of course, I know, like, all of my alone time does not need to be super productive as if, you know, like, I'm actually producing something, but I'd like to be more productive in my everyday life. So that's what I'm really hoping that sewing is going to do for me. I mean, I've always, and like, this is always just something that I've wanted to do ever since I was really little. Like, when my mother taught me how to, like, stitch things back together, I think I was like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed me how to, you know, thread a needle and how to tie it off and everything. And like, once that happened, like, I was so excited. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
You were so excited.
I was so excited. And, like, any little thing, like old Barbie clothes, if I could rip them, I did, just so I could stitch them back together.
you were that's chaotic good in the best possible way.
That was little, like, 5 or 6 year old Molly, and she was absolutely in love. My grandmother, who I unfortunately don't have any memories of her. She died 2 months after I was born. But she was super big into sewing. My mother will always say that, you know, like, Mirmer, my grandmother, didn't always have, like, the best of results. Like, you could tell that some of her things were homemade. But for me, I think that's kind of special. I would definitely, of course, I do intend to wear as much as I can, like, out into public of what I make. And yeah, I'm really excited about this hobby. I'm excited to, like, do something with my time, just besides sitting around. Mm-hmm. And people just assume I sew as well. Like, people, like,
they walk by you in the street and they're like, she looks like she sews. Is that what it is?
I feel like that is, but mm-hmm. like, especially like with my background in theater, like, people just think I sew.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like that to be actually true, just besides my little, like, stitching up stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So time to make something a reality.
Hooray.
Yay.
Hooray. And that's what this podcast is for, is to allow us to talk about what we're creating.
Yes.
And what we have created. So thank you for joining us for this episode. Hopefully this is a kind of weekly or bi-weekly thing.
I'm shooting for weekly.
Yeah.
So we can have weekly check-ins on our projects.
I like that. I can dig it.
I need the accountability.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do too.
That's also really what I want this podcast to be, mm-hmm. besides getting to, like, know our listeners, but accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, maybe if we continue, we'll get more than just one microphone, so we can just be, you know, cheek to cheek.
Yes, and also maybe, like, social media platforms in the future.
Perhaps.
Probably Instagram would be our best
whoop.
Service whoop. Provider.
What happened? Oh, gosh, I did something, and now it's broken.
Ah!
Okay, it's there now. All right, don't worry. You won't hear anything, listeners. All right, we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.